Physicians for Social Responsibility, or PSR, won the Nobel Peace Prize in 1985. Part of its mission, says Dr. Andrew Cantor, is to educate the public about how small and interrelated the planet Earth actually is.
We have gone way beyond the place where humans can do whatever they want and not have an impact on the environment. And therefore, the choices that we make are not short-term choices. They're long-term choices, and they affect all of us equally.
When Cantor visited Wilmington, he heard about the Stop Titan movement, a grassroots organization formed in 2008 to prevent Titan Americas from building a cement manufacturing plant in New Hanover County.
Cement plants are probably the third largest polluting industry. They not only create a lot of air pollution and local effects related to heavy metals and sulfur dioxide and all these things that might be exposed to people around, but they also produce a huge amount of carbon dioxide at a time when the planet is nearing at the tipping point.
Titan officials say that any plant built in the county would be the most environmentally responsible, technologically advanced facility in the world. And the company itself boasts multiple awards for demonstrating environmental stewardship.
This is not the time to be producing more things that are going to worsen the CO2. And that CO2 isn't going to just stay around Wilmington. It's going to go to everywhere. And so choosing technologies and industry that will actually be more life-affirming as opposed to life-threatening requires a kind of a bigger picture.
The economic implications are important, though, with counties, cities, and towns looking for concrete economic growth plans, saying no to a company that is already here, eager to invest in the community and create jobs, seems, at best, unrealistic.
If you just look at the decision like, oh, how many jobs am I going to produce by this plant? Is that good or bad? Well, of course, jobs are better. But if you look at it in the bigger picture in terms of like what are our alternatives, what are the kinds of things that we make decisions now that will affect future generations, it's a very different equation and unlikely to have built that cement plant.
The dust that comes off the Sahara in North Africa affects asthma rates in New York City and other parts of the East Coast, according to Cantor. That's one scientific example of what Cantor calls a remarkable demonstration of the highly interdependent nature of the Earth.
Which means then that we really can't just be selfish about what is only good for us. And it turns out that it's actually much more effective if you want to be happy and live a healthy life to actually help other people live a happy and healthy life. And that maintains the entire system, and you're not just one small island.
The lesson, says Cantor, is restraint, not consumption, and thinking about what we're leaving behind.
When you look at any individual point, as I was mentioning, it's very easy to argue about whether a nuclear power plant or a cement plant is the best thing for the community because there are many different things that lead up to a person's position on that plant. But when you actually look at the fundamentals, these issues about life and caring about the planet or the desire to have a healthy, sustainable future for our children, these are things that are universal. You know, everybody is going to feel the same way.
But with hotly divergent views and a political dynamic widely viewed by the public as dysfunctional, even vitriolic.
But it means that we have to sort of change the kind of dynamic that we have about discussing this. It's no longer possible to have the sort of hate-filled rhetoric that we have now when discussing these problems. Everyone has an important perspective to share with this. And only through that shared perspective are we really going to find solutions that benefit everybody.
Rachel Lewis-Hilburn, WHQR News.